Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Sarah Mornell, and she is with Mornell Studios. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Mornell Studios. How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. We are a film and TV studio that works to train actors for the industry of Hollywood.
And what kind of compelled you to open it here in Atlanta?
I can't say anything other than it was literally a calling that I didn't understand. I've been in LA for 20 years as an actor, worked quite a bit, started coaching, and 10 years into it, felt like the working class actor was really being avoided and also taken advantage of. So there had been a lot of sort of classes and things popping up and lots of people teaching who probably should not be teaching and charging a lot of money. So I felt that what I do and what I teach definitely change actors' lives in LA, and felt like the working class here in Atlanta needed better training because there's so many opportunities. So 3.5 years ago, I just moved. I knew about 5 people and brought my studio here, and we have been growing ever since.
Now, can you define some terms, like what's a working class actor mean? Like who does that describe?
Sure. So those are the actors that you see who have 1 or 2 lines, 1 or 2 scenes. It's people you don't recognize or necessarily know. You get the big, huge stars. And so actors like Tessa Thompson or Jesse Williams, Adam Rodriguez, those are actors who are series regulars who are working all the time, and they can train and study with me anywhere. I've been coaching them for 10 years. So it doesn't matter where I am. They can take class, they can coach, they can work on projects, films, shows. The working class is the actor who's constantly auditioning and working just to get their foot in the door. The people I work with already have agents and representation, but they may have been taking tons of classes and not necessarily learning exactly what it is and what the industry is and what it takes to book roles. They're generally going in on guest stars, co-stars, recurring co-stars, what would be considered smaller roles.
And then
they're also your waiters and waitresses and bartenders and hosts and people who are doing 2, 3, 4 jobs to provide for themselves so that they can continue pursuing this kind of career.
And then do you feel that in the Atlanta market, maybe not today because of the pandemic has changed things in a lot of places, but when it's a normal working situation in Atlanta is a place where a person can say, you know what, I'm going to try to be a working actor and I'll be able to kind of pull that off here.
I think there's so many more opportunities for the working class actor in Hollywood. The LA and New York markets are just inundated, and you really have to have a phenomenal agent and an enormous amount of luck. Also, just living expenses in both LA and New York are astronomical compared to Atlanta. So yes, I think people can come here and have a career and a life.
And that's part of what drew you here, because of that kind of, this is a new fertile ground and there's a lot of upside.
Exactly. It felt like in LA, I was watching my working class actors. Their auditions were slowly drying up because offers were being made for roles that they were auditioning for. And here we really find that actors are auditioning more. They're getting more opportunities. They have to cast a certain amount of roles locally. So it felt like the opportunities were here, but the level of training that I provide was not.
So
that's not a disrespect to any of the studios here in Atlanta. It's just, it's sort of comparing where I work is the major leagues, and sort of what was happening in the training here in Atlanta is more based in a smaller market. So what I brought was 20 years of experience and really a know-how in terms of the industry of what it takes to succeed in this industry of Hollywood business. It's business.
Right. So you were a veteran in the playing in the big leagues, and now you've relocated to here, and then that training and all those skills and connections come with you here. So that gives anybody working with you a leg up.
Exactly.
So now let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. I know a lot of places have shut down. How has this impacted, production in film and movies and things like that?
Well, it stopped production. Everything ground to a halt. We closed our physical studio March 16th. We were online the same day. I've been coaching online for, as I mentioned, over a decade. So it wasn't a hard transition for us. We also, as a team, but I am the CEO, made a decision that the best thing moving forward would be to immediately cut our prices by 50% to help our community, and also expand our scholarship program to make sure anyone who wanted to study with us was supported and was able to do so. And we actually have been growing during this time. We, by dropping our prices, by opening up, there's a lot of people in LA who are very upset when I left, and now they're able to join class.
That's what I've been interviewing a lot of business owners, and because of the pandemic, they pivoted maybe to a new kind of way of delivering the service, and they found this kind of silver lining in this that now maybe you're opening up your service to lots of people that wouldn't have been able to physically be here in person.
Exactly. Yeah. We're opening up not just to LA and New York, but internationally as well. We had a few people who've worked with me from London starting to jump into ongoing class, which is wonderful.
So now you talked about the people that take part in your classes are kind of the professional actor, the people who have representation that are kind of booking. Is that still the case, or have you expanded that as well?
We are going to be starting an intro to my method in the fall for actors who really want to figure out how to break in. But working with me, it's not the right level for them just to jump into where I teach and what I expect. I'm pretty demanding. I also teach with a realism of being a veteran in this industry and understanding that this is a business, not a craft. So we will open up. We'll be opening a 2-year official academy in the next year. And we will have a division that will be for beginners or for people who are looking for guidance as to how to break in.
So that's kind of on the roadmap as you move forward.
Correct.
Now for you, now that you're kind of new to the Atlanta area, what has that been? Yeah. Like, was this a big transition for you? I know it's not LA, but a lot of people, most people from Atlanta aren't from Atlanta. So how has it been, the transition?
It's been incredible. I've been blown away. Are you from Atlanta originally?
No, I'm from New York through Miami, Florida to here.
Got you. It was a big shift. I'm a California native, born and bred, Northern California. Then I went to Pittsburgh for school to get my BFA at Carnegie Mellon. And then I went straight to Los Angeles. Within a few weeks of moving here, this is going to sound a little woo-woo, but I felt like my soul belonged here. California has my heart. Atlanta has my soul. It just felt like I was meant to be here. It was a very tough transition. I am very outspoken, very direct. I don't do sort of the Atlanta soft, kind, bless your heart kind of thing. I tend to be a little bit more of a bull in a china shop. I'm also an actress who has thrived and survived and lived through decades of being a working actor. And that made me a little tougher. Right before I moved here, I sat down with an actor named Jesse Williams, who had just done a huge speech for the BET Awards about the Black Lives Matter movement. And he said, you've got to be real careful, Sarah, because you're a disruptor And what I think you should do is just go in and build your base. Really, really grab the students who want to start working with you and start there. Don't go in and try and change the way it's been. So it took me a couple years. Now I'm a little more outspoken. There's a lot of corruption in this industry. What you hear is accurate, and it's true. A lot of deceit, a lot of corruption, a lot of lies, a lot of scams. So I really, my goal is to protect and to enlighten and educate and empower the artist in a way that traditional training does not do. So it's a bit different, but I'm very happy to be here, and I know that this is where I'm meant to be. And I have no plans to go back to California. I still teach there and I teach all over, but Atlanta is where I'm going to stay.
Now, now that you're here and you're kind of immersing yourself in the community, and I'm sure you're finding it very collaborative, people are always trying to help each other. At least that's what I've found in the business community, at least here in town. Even from people who aren't from here, everybody's trying to help and kind of believes in that, the raising of the tide raises all the boats and everybody's trying to help. It's not a zero sum cutthroat game. I don't know if it's the way it is in the entertainment industry, but in the business community, I found that to be so. Now that you're in here, are you finding that there's a lot of opportunity, maybe in more diversity than you maybe found in other markets, and that there's a lot of kind of people who are underserved and maybe ignored? You have a really good chance to really help them get to the next level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are, I'm a female run, owned and operated company, and will continue to be so, and to provide opportunities for women and people of color. Our diversity in the studio is really phenomenal. We look around in all kinds of different colors, shapes, sizes, backgrounds, and it's a real community of support. And what you just mentioned, it is a beautiful thing about Atlanta, is just a lot of people who are like, how can, and a lot of people in the business in terms of the larger picture and what I'm going for, just a lot of, how can I help you? How can I help you? And it feels like in LA, there has always been this sense of how can I help myself, or what do I need to do in order to get ahead? But I feel like that shift here is really wonderful in so many ways, not just for the acting community, but as you said, business community as well.
So now what's your,
go ahead.
So what's your vision of the studio? Like, how does the story end for you?
The story ends with, a bit of a mecca or an empire. It's going to be a film and TV studio here in Atlanta. Where, you know, we have someone like Mr. Perry, who has built this incredible empire and really serves his community and does so much more for the outside community as well. But really, in the next year or two, I will be buying property, land, building a 2-year conservatory program, an acting academy, but that will be attached to a film and TV studio. And we're going to create a female driven inclusive studio, driven by ethical leadership, which is, not exactly the Hollywood model. So I want to change it, shift it. I want to incorporate being environmentally friendly, eco-conscious, which is another thing that I think Hollywood could do better at, and make sure that everyone, whether it's on our film and TV studio sets or whether it's in our school and in our classrooms, that everyone is treated with equal opportunities and kindness and compassion, and also room to grow and really create an environment where it's community-based and supportive.
Now, what could we do to help? What do you need more of right now?
Well, just beginning to finalize the business plan and start raising funds, start raising capital. So if anyone who's listening is interested in funding or being a part of a film and TV studio, the nice thing about our track record is we didn't miss a beat. I'm still able to pay all of our employees. And we're growing during this pandemic, which I think bodes well for me as a potential investment for someone out there. But the industry here in Atlanta is only going to grow. And I think it's important to get stories out there that represent more people in the United States and in the world, whether that's women or whether that's people of color.
Now, I got my hands on a book that you wrote to help actors get going in this business. And I didn't read the whole thing, but I read through it. And it's like you described yourself. It's very straightforward. You're not pulling punches. And you are really trying to kind of tell the actor the truth. And and not kind of tell them, hey, you know, follow your dreams and, you know, there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow if you keep trying hard. You're very right. Kind of honest in that respect. And you're also giving examples with professionals in the industries kind of echoing that same sentiment that this is not for the faint of heart. If you don't like to be told no, maybe you should think of something else to do. What was right. the process for writing the book and what was kind of the impetus of why it was important to you to kind of write down all of those thoughts that you've probably had in your head for years that, but to put it in book form?
Yeah, I have been coaching. I coach at a certain level with, as I've mentioned. So a lot of people found me when I started coaching, I was still known as an actress. So I had to be very careful about my privacy. I had to be careful about stalkers. So the only way you could coach with me was through a referral. So I was coaching at a very high level, and the more people who found out about me, the more people who had been in classes without an agent started coming and coaching with me. And what I quickly realized is they had been in classes and taking different kinds of methods that were not helping them with the actuality of the business. So there's a big difference between theater training and training for film and TV. And so I felt it was really important for actors to understand that here are some of the harder parts of the business, but there's not a lot of kindness. There's not a lot of focus on developing talent. And so I wanted actors to hear straight from me the way that I've been spoken to by agents, managers, casting directors, producers, studio heads, the reality of what it takes to succeed in this business. That I want to train actors like gladiators going into the arena. And it feels like many actors have been sort of trained in this black box theater safe place. And then they're put into the reality of the industry and they're lambs to slaughter. So empowering the artist for me, starting with, if you can handle what I'm saying, then I think you have a shot. If you can't handle what I'm saying, then it's probably not the industry for you. But I want people really aware of the industry that they're walking into.
Now, it was funny when I was reading it, I'm kind of have a northern, northeastern, that's who I grew up with, people like that. So the straightforwardness, I didn't, there was nothing that, it didn't take me like, oh, she's being straightforward. Like I thought, wow, this is good information. I found, I'm not involved in the entertainment industry at all, other than doing these radio shows. But I find I give the same advice to young people when it comes to business in the similar manner in terms of, look, you don't kind of, you can't win just for trying hard in business. Like you have to produce. Yeah. Like there are certain things you have to do. And, you know, the days of you just getting an A, you know, a participation trophy is not going to get you. Right. Those aren't the skills to have a successful career. And a lot of people don't want to hear that kind of thinking, but it was seemed very, I saw a lot of similarities and you were talking about acting as a career and acting is tricky and business is tricky because it's subjective. It's kind of in the eye of the beholder. So if you're not there as a professional on time, all those things matter. And they might hire you because you are on time and respectful and all and easy to work with over someone that might be a little more talented, which is subjective, just because of those other qualities. So if you don't treat the work as a professional, then you will not grow as an artist or in this case, a business person in your career.
Right. Right. There's an idea that it's an overnight success, that it just sort of happens. And as I said, I train my actors very differently. I work with athletes as well and entertainers. And it's really important to have an athletic mindset versus artistic. And especially when you're starting out, there, it doesn't, just happen. You don't just get lucky. This is a 20-year career to achieve overnight success. And the work ethic is incredibly important. And I do find that with a lot of artists, that work ethic is lacking. And I think that if you can handle me, you have a shot at really succeeding. But I keep the bar very, very high. And I think with artists and acting in general, people can train at a smaller level that's not accurate to what it really takes. And I think that's true for, as you said, business or for life. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it, no matter what. And for some reason, this industry pulls in a lot of people who are sort of very hopeful that it's just going to happen. And that's not true. It's a trail of blood, sweat, tears, and rejection. And you have to be strong enough to know that you could be the best actor, the most talented person in the room, and still not get the job because they don't like your hair color. And then you got to get back up and get back in the ring the next day or the next hour and give it your all yet again, over and over and over and over and over until you get your lucky break.
Right. And that's where I think traditional media kind of plays a big role in this. They find that one person that won the lottery and they hold them up as if this is happening every day. And then people think, well, this happened to them. It can happen to me. So I'm going to go in there and throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. And they're not prepared for how tenacious and persistent you have to be in order to really make it.
Absolutely. It is a career of how many punches can you take and still stay in the ring looking as if you've never been touched. It is, I believe, one of the hardest career paths in the world.
Right. Well, because so much of it is out of your control. No matter how great you are, how talented you are, whatever background you had, it doesn't matter. The person who's making the decision is going to make the decision. And you want to have as many kind of aces in your hand as you can. But ultimately, like you said, they're like, I need you to be 4 inches taller or 4 inches shorter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. We can't hire her because our lead actor is 5'7" and she's 5'10". Oh no, go with the other actor who wasn't as good, but she's shorter.
Right.
That happens all the time. All the time.
And it does take
so you can control about 2%. That's how much we can control as actors. But that 2% is massive. There's so many things that actors can do to work harder, to be better, to remove the equation of I'm desperate and I just want to work. Educate. Empower, enlighten, learn, really, really. And people will talk about the craft. People will come to me and they're like, I want to learn the craft. I say, I'm not here to teach the craft. I'm here to teach you the business. That's going to help you more than the craft. If you want to do the craft, go in and study theater. But what I train is film and TV. And it's a very different world.
Right. I think everything you say is so funny. You can put that in as sales training. It's the same kind of this intangible, subjective work in persuasion and kind of presenting yourself. They're similar skills.
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, and that's the thing. I think Hollywood has sort of treated it very differently. And I'm saying it's not. This is life. It's. I know this is kind of cheesy, but someone said your method, the Mornell method, it's not a method. It's a way of life. What you're teaching people is a way to live life as an artist that feels stronger in this kind of environment and day and age.
Right. Because I think you're teaching them how to control what they can control.
Yes.
And that's transferable.
Exactly. To anything.
Right.
To anything. It's work that I do with Apple. It's work that I do with my athletes. Why not teach actors that way as well? Instead of beating them up and sort of chewing them up and teaching them how to get down in their emotions. No. Let me teach you how to book. Let me teach you what it takes to get an agent. Let me teach you what it takes to be a phenomenal CEO of your company as an artist.
Right. And that, again, that was a great, I thought, an important kind of mindset shift is that you're the CEO of your company, of you, the actor. And that, I don't think people kind of connect those dots. They see themselves as an actor, but it's you're the CEO of your company and acting is one of your services.
Needs to be next level. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. If somebody wanted to learn more and get on your radar, take some of the classes, what's the website?
MornellStudios.com.
And that's M-O-R-N-E-L-L Studios with an S.com. Sarah, thank you again.
Correct. Or Instagram as well. Oh, thank you, Lee.
Oh, Instagram, that's the main kind of social network that you're on?
Social media is at Mornell Studios on Instagram or MornellStudios.com.
All right. Well, thank you again, Sarah, for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.